Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast with your host, Aiden, and co-host, Gio.
Make me falling asleep, I keep falling, but never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Whose world is this?
It's yours.
Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast. Today, I'm here with Gio.
What's up, guys?
This is a little bit of a new streaming service we found called Riverside FM that we can be recording like live video footage.
Yo.
This is very weird. So I'm going to figure out how we can upload this, and then hopefully everything works out.
Yep.
So, the New York Giants, baby.
We're in, man.
New York Giants. What seed are we? We're 7th or 6th? Seahawks are 7th. All right. Yeah. So we are playing the Minnesota Vikings.
Easy dub for us. It's got to be an easy dub.
A lot of people are saying, like, a lot of, like, the media, they're saying that the Giants are actually, like pretty probable to win it. I don't know how to say that.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
We even said it this year. Like, we're there. The second we got Dable, you know, we're there.
The fact that we made it is wild. Like,
I mean, listen, you got a guy who coached Josh Allen, you know. We got a new GM, you know, who's not going to, like, screw us over.
Yeah.
Our potential is above the roof right now.
Yeah, and it's just crazy. Like, and we were 9-7-1.
Oh, dude, it was
The draw was a little annoying, but
it's whatever, you know, it's going to happen.
We made it, though. We bounced the Commanders out, and...
Yep. Hey, congrats to the Seahawks, though.
Yeah, no. Gino, bro. Gino's clutch. Getting his get back.
He ain't right back.
Former Giants legend, bro.
Yup.
Gino Smith.
Hey, man, I wouldn't even be mad if he, like
came
surpassed
back.
Us.
You know? I would want him to come back, you know, say if, like QB2, like, if we needed him.
No, not even QB2. Put him at QB1. I'll put Jones at, like, a receiver.
Yeah, honestly.
Knowing our receivers, I mean, our top receiver is Slayton right now.
Yeah, it would
with
be Slayton, Richie James, and
Isaiah
Hodgins. Yeah, it's Hodgins and Richie James. James had a monster game, though.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Was it 17 or 18? I think it was
17.
He had, like, maybe, I think, it was, I can actually, you know what? Now, I can actually, this can be more convenient. I can look up the stats.
Yeah.
So
I also want to talk about Daniel Bellinger.
That guy's
been decent.
First
couple of weeks, you know, he starts popping off, catches. We saw him in the preseason lighting it up. And then, you know, we play the Jags. His eye socket's shattered. He has, like, a metal plate now. Like, this like, rookie year has been crazy.
Yeah.
Especially with the Giants. I mean, we got Kayvon Thibodeau, Tibbs, Evan Neal. I mean, Evan Neal, you know, he's I feel like he's a hit or miss, but, you know, I feel like a little bit more time,
mm-hmm.
we have it. Our O-line needs a little work here and there, but especially on the run game.
So it was, we played Minnesota. Richie James had 8 catches, 90 yards.
Crazy.
Against Minnesota. And then last game he had 7 catches, 76 yards and a touchdown. And I gotta talk Hodgins, dude. That was like a Bills receiver, just a random guy, just a backup. Literally all of our core right now is just strictly backups that couldn't really even fill.
I know. I mean, like, listen, we're winning games. We were winning games with them, so
yeah,
that
Saquon,
says a lot.
Saquon
about
had
it.
A monster. Saquon had a monster season.
Yep.
His best season. He surpassed
Jones's best
his
season
year.
As well.
Daniel Jones is getting that contract. Saquon's getting that contract.
100%. I wouldn't even.
And if we can at least win one game in the playoffs,
We're in.
If
we're
we can
in.
Beat the Vikings, even if we lose, I'm still like proud of the team. Like,
yeah. I wouldn't even be mad. I wouldn't like be upset. Not, I mean, I would be mad that we lost, but I wouldn't be like.
I'll be pissed off that we lost, but like the Vikings are the favorites.
Yep.
In the end.
But you know, listen. I mean, the Vikings aren't really that good.
They have one of the lowest defenses in the NFL.
They're in a slump right now, so I feel like if we start up early, you know, start shocking them real quick. If we don't let the defense wake up per se. Mm-hmm. We're there.
And what's his name? Thibodeau? He's been killing it.
Dude, I feel like he should be also mentioned.
Second half of the season?
He should be mentioned in Defensive Rookie of the Year, man. He should be mentioned.
I mean, I still think Sauce is going for it. Sauce
and that corner from Seattle. Tariq Holden, I think. Or Woodland.
He had six interceptions, right?
Yep.
It was six. Yeah, he was like leading the league. Yeah. Like two other people. They all had six. It was him. I forgot, actually. I think it was.
It's him, CJ, Gardner.
And then the guy in Seattle. Not Seattle. I meant the guy on Steelers. Can't think of his name.
Oh, Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, there you go.
But still, you know, I mean, again, the defense, you know, we're there. Mm-hmm. Offense. Yeah.
We're mediocre. We're like a top 16. I'd say.
Yeah, I'd agree with you.
Definitely better than some. We're better than some, but we're worse than some too.
Like I mean,
there's definitely teams in the NFC that I'm afraid of to play in the playoffs.
The
Niners.
Don't even get me started on the Niners. Listen, Brock Purdy was him.
If we win and the Niners move on, we're not winning against the Niners.
No.
Niners. Like other than the Giants, I got the Niners winning the whole thing.
Oh, 100%. I mean, listen, Brock Purdy.
That team is incredible.
Mr. Irrelevant, nonetheless. Irrelevant. Starts popping off, throwing dots. Yeah. Brock the Dot Purdy. Come on, come on. What else?
Let's talk about our Mr. Irrelevant. He sadly did get cut from the team 2 weeks ago. Tay Crowder with that monster hit week one.
Oh, my God. That was crazy. Dude, insane.
He did get cut, but, yeah, no, that game was incredible to watch. He did get cut.
Unfortunately, if we held him on like a little bit longer, I feel like
the thing is we're trying to develop Micah McFadden. That's why.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, when you see him play, he's been playing good too.
Tate Crowder wasn't bad, but McFadden has potential.
Oh, 100%.
So does what's his name? Is Cordell Flott a rookie?
Yes.
He is. He was looking good. Did he get a? Who was the guy who got the pick against Hurts, the last game.
I think it was Flott.
I think it was Flott or Belton, I feel like. Dane Belton. Dwayne Dane Belton. I don't know. I follow him on Instagram, wait, let me see. I remember seeing a post. Pretty sure it might have been Belton, but I'm not 100%.
Oh, can we also talk about Kenny Golladay?
That touchdown.
Listen, I know Kenny Golladay is known for grabbing 50-50 balls, but bro. He's got to wake up at some point. He's got to wake up.
Oh, yeah, no, I know. That catch was crazy. That catch was nuts.
It's either he doesn't, because the problem is with him, all season, he barely, he's been thrown right in the numbers.
Yeah. If he can step up in the playoffs, that's going to be big.
Yep.
I don't even know if we're going to play him, though, because.
I don't think we were just playing
the third strings. And it was I feel like he could be a solid slot, Golladay, instead of Richie James. I would much rather have him in. But it really just depends. I feel like Richie James is definitely 100% having a better season. Richie James is having his best season in his career. Yep. It was Dane Belton.
Yeah. I was going to say.
I found it, yeah. But it was nice.
Again, our defensive coordinator, bro. Shout out to Wink, man. Shout out to Coach Wink.
Yeah.
He's a goat.
The fact that we only lost by six
is crazy.
The Eagles, the whole team started. They didn't bench anybody. We benched the whole team. And for some reason, Daniel Jones wasn't on our inactive list for week 18.
I think he was ready in the locker room, though.
They were going to let him get a couple reps in. That's what I was thinking. Because he wasn't benched. Tyrod wasn't. I feel like they should have started Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, I feel like second quarter.
Davis Webb.
Or not even second, just first
started.
Quarter, just let him start
Tyrod.
Let him throw.
I feel like, because, like, you know, Tyrod has, I'd say, like, 5 reps this entire season.
Yeah.
And two of them have been, I think one or two of them have been picks. So but I know, but still. I know they're trying to keep him healthy just in case if, you know, Danny Dimes goes down in the playoffs. We're going to need that backup. You never know. We can't jinx that shit. Not going to win.
I know.
But, like, because Daniel Jones is having a crazy season. And I think I got a cop of Daniel Jones jersey now.
For real, bro.
Because I was considering it. I was like, you know, I really shouldn't. Like, before this year started, I was like, he's going to leave. I was like, man,
he's
gone.
He's not going to leave.
No, that's what I thought. That's what I was thinking, like, before the season started. I was like, man, this guy.
Did you hear about Kappa, though? Mike Kappa? The Texans are eyeing him as a head coach.
Oh yeah. I thought it was. Oh wait, and then, shit. There was someone looking for. There was another. Was it? I might have saw that. But there's something with the Panthers too. What was the thing?
Yeah,
with the Panthers?
I think it was the Panthers and
Panthers,
the Texans.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like, listen.
Yeah, they're trying to hire. We gotta keep that guy safe. We need him, bro.
I mean, God forbid we do give him up. Who? I feel like Sean could really, you know, cop someone up for us.
Yeah.
Dude, I wouldn't even mind, like, an experienced vet from, like, a college football game, like Kirby Smart. Oh, my God. That Georgia game, bro, he knew what he was doing. He knows, like, everything. Like, him, he's got that Nick Saban mentality. And, like, that's kind of like a... It's kind of like a big step up, you know. If you get someone like him, he's gonna know what to do on the offense and everything.
Do you follow Ghetto Gronk?
No.
You don't follow Ghetto Gronk, but do you know Stetson Bennett? Bennett, the quarterback.
I do.
Yeah.
Listen,
bro, He's getting clowned because he's like 25.
Yeah,
he's older than like 5 of the like quarterbacks that are in the playoffs, NFL playoffs right now.
Yeah,
he's older than Brock Purdy. He's older than Trevor Lawrence, Tua,
and
Herbert,
he's the same
and
age as,
Jalen Hurts.
And he's the same age as Lamar. That's so
yeah.
bad.
And I
That's
think
so
how
bad.
Old is Daniel Jones? Like 26. He's like a Daniel Jones. I think is like a year older than him.
I think so. Yeah.
Maybe even same age. There's so many quarterbacks that are like. This guy's age, and he's still playing at college.
Like, listen,
like,
I mean,
fair play to him for winning, but, like...
At some point, you just gotta go. Like, I get it, you were, like, a walk-on, then you went to a junior college, then you went back to Georgia. Like, no, bro, like, come on.
Like, yeah, you're gonna be a Georgia legend, but, like...
You can't
do
that.
At what cost? At what cost? You've been playing there for, like, 6 years now? Like, what cost, you know? Like, I feel like... Because I feel like he has, like, he might have some... Like solid QB2 NFL potential,
dude. Like, and
maybe even QB1
like,
for certain teams.
Yeah, talking about like
college, Texans.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. The Texans love him. But talking about like college players' ages, dude. TCU's punter is like 30. That's a grown man kicking.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like some college players are really old and they can't let go. They just don't want to leave.
They just keep gaining eligibility. I'm like, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's also giving them an advantage. It's giving them, that, and it's also, like, building into their legacy as a college athlete.
Yeah. I mean, your accolades are going to go up 100%, but, like, still, like, I mean, you're older than these guys. These young guys can hit hard.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a challenge once they start getting newer players coming in.
Yep.
Oh, so how do you feel that the Bears got the number one pick?
I mean,
congrats. Do you think they're
going to
go for a quarterback, or do you think they're going to trade for Devontae Adams? I heard that was a rumor.
I don't think they're going to go for a quarterback, but I also don't think they're going to go for Devontae.
I don't think they're going for a quarterback because Justin Fields.
He had a phenomenal
He had a great
season.
That's like a
once in a season like moment right there. You can't get that back.
Like, he had like over 1,000 yards on the ground.
Yep.
I think he had over. How many touchdowns is that? Like, I don't know how many touchdowns he had. At least like 7 plus. Because I know Danny had 7. Daniel Jones had 7. So he had more.
Yeah.
He had at least 10.
I don't even think 10. I think 10. Either 10 or 11. But still, like, I don't think they're going to try to trade for Devonta. I mean, there's a lot of, like, good wide receivers coming up.
Yeah.
In this year's draft, but I think like they shouldn't trade the like first pick away, because you know they could use that like
they can use that for like another position. I feel like
exactly.
And the Jets have like a 7-win team and they got picked 13. Exactly. And the Lions like the Lions got picked 5.
Like
were they like right, 9-8?
Yeah. But it's crazy. It's the Detroit Lions. I mean, phenomenal season for them. I mean, Jamal Williams, you know,
Aiden Hutchinson. That guy is going to be good. Bro. That guy's going to be really good.
Jameson Wilson. Oh, my God. Like, bro.
Bro,
like,
the Jags fucked up by picking Trayvon Walker, number one.
Oh, 100%.
Hey, we're not going to lie. Trayvon Walker, he's okay. He's average.
He's like.
But they passed up on Aiden Hutchinson. Like, imagine Trevor Lawrence, Aiden Hutchinson, and Trevor Lawrence is in the playoffs. Imagine Aiden Hutchinson on that team.
Nasty, bro.
Hutchinson had 3 picks this season.
And he's a D end, right?
3 interceptions. Yeah, yeah. And then one of the picks was on Daniel Jones. But, like, besides that, like, he's
crazy.
He's incredible. And I had, like, you know, I had my doubts on Thibodeau, but, like, not anymore.
I knew Thibodeau was going to, like, I even told you, good, though. But, like, I told you, Thibodeau was going to, like, clutch up. I told you.
I know.
He's gonna.
You
have his
season. did have like very high hopes on Thibodeau. The one guy I'm like a little worried about right now is Evan Neal.
Oh yeah, like he's been
all right, but like he's been getting beat.
I mean, like listen.
He's a rookie, but like he's big.
But also, don't forget he's also big. Like you know, you don't have that type of speed as you would like a D lineman.
Yeah.
In the NFL, bro, they have speed. Like it doesn't look like it. But when you see them move, like, they move.
No, they're
like,
quick, yeah.
Like, Dexter Lawrence, oh, my God, bro. Like, phenomenal speed. Aaron Donald, phenomenal speed. Like, these guys know, like, they, like, instead of training, like, heavy, they also work on their speed as well. Like, they do crazy amount of drills, crazy amount of conditioning, crazy amount of training on just footwork and speed to beat the guy inside. So, just imagine. You're an old lineman. You got to have speed as well, bro.
Yeah, no, that's big.
Like,
who
I
do
get
you think is? Oh, wait, no, go.
Yeah, I mean, I get like, strength is like another thing that old linemen have, but like you can't always you can't also rely on just strength. I mean, you gotta have some type of like power on your legs. You gotta block for your QB. You gotta block for the man. ew, trash. Get that trash out of here.
I wanted to throw that in at some point. I wanted to do that at some point. All right, I have a question for you. Who do you think is winning Offensive Rookie of the Year? Because Chris Olave just had a 1,000-yard season in his rookie season. He had a 1,000.
Offensive Rookie of the Year is a tough
one. I'm not
saying
Olave is going to be it, but he's definitely top 5 in that conversation.
Oh, 100%.
I think I feel
like it's
Garrett
either
Wilson.
I don't think Garrett Wilson, really. I can see Christian
Watson.
He's
in the conversation.
I can see Christian Watson more over
Garrett
Wilson.
It really depends on stat-wise.
I mean, yeah,
really
but also, don't forget, like, at one point, you know, Watson was just running over all these rookie receivers.
Yeah. And then what's it called? I'd say Damien Pierce, the Texans running back. Was it Texans?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was
solid. I say either Kenneth Walker.
Oh, yeah, Kenneth Walker. I think he's winning it.
Yeah.
I think Kenneth Walker's winning it. It would have been Breece, but...
Oh,
man, got hurt too early, like week 6.
Bro, you know when I
had,
bro.
Bro had 400 rushing.
I know.
Bro had 400 rushing yards, and I know I messed up in fantasy football. I dropped him. Like
I know,
way too
and
quick.
I picked him up real quick, bro. I
dropped him
points.
Week 1 because he had like 4 points week 1. I was like, I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah, I was like, yo, trust
and then,
me, he gonna wake up.
And then yeah, and then I had Javonte Williams. I kept him instead, but I mean Javonte's good. It's just he got hurt too. He tore his ACL like week 4. And
that's
then,
another thing too, like.
Week 6.
I mean, all these teams have, like, rookie receivers, rookie running backs, but, you know, they're fresh out of college, you know. They're not used to, like, the condition. I heard an interview from one of the, like, a rookie player, and he said, like, the conditioning's worse in the NFL than it is in college. Like, I mean, of course it is going to be. You're playing on a professional level.
Oh, no, it's a lot different. Yeah.
It's a whole different like beast. So you know they gotta conquer that. And alright. So another question. I got a question for you this time.
Right.
Who thinks winning defensive player of the year? Not
defensive
rookie.
Defensive player. Bosa.
Oh God, it's got to be Bosa. I swear, like it can't be. It can't be.
18 and a half sacks.
I know it can't be Parsons. It can't be.
Parsons has a good chance.
Nah.
I'm a fan. I'm a very big fan of that guy.
Dude,
I don't like the Cowboys, but I love Micah Parsons, bro.
I can't do. I'm a Micah Parsons. I can't do the Cowboys. I can't.
I'm a Micah Parsons fanboy. I love Micah Parsons, dude. I love Mike. I like Tony
Bosa,
Pollard.
Bro, have you heard Nick Bosa talks, bro? He sounds like Jeffrey Dahmer. I swear, bro. He be like, you know, I'm just trying to get a sack.
And like that, the one the mic'd up clip.
Yo. Like his eyes are like halfway open.
Bro's like, scary though. He's good. Yo, that guy's good.
Yes, he's so calm. It's actually like terrifying.
And shout out to JJ Watt for an incredible career. Played his last game.
Yeah, I honestly like feel
kind of wish they made. I kind of wish Kyler was there so they had a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know,
but, like, you know, some things just don't go the way
you don't always get what you want in this league. Yeah. This league is tough, and, you know, it shows. Like, the Giants had literally proved all those haters wrong. They proved every single doubter wrong. Like, people were projecting us to have
a 3-4 If there was a comeback team of the year, bro.
It's got to be us or, like, the Lions. Either us.
But
I think the Lions had, like, one win.
Yeah. Honestly, though, I'd honestly just give up the award.
I would give
to the Lions.
I would give that, but like Daboll, coach of the year.
100%.
Daboll pushed a shitty, Joe Judge run team to a playoff team in his first season. And imagine we go to the Super Bowl. Just imagine that.
Dude, it's gonna be crazy.
And imagine we play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl or the Bills and lose by 30.
But
it's the journey. It's the journey.
Oh, dude! If we played the Bills, though, I'd still like save up money just for
take it.
Yep. Me,
Where is that?
The stadium?
Yeah. Where are they playing?
It's in Arizona. I'd go.
We're taking
a plane. We're going.
It's such a random date though. It's like February 12th. It's like right before our break, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
I would actually try, but it's like I saw the tickets on like SeatGeek right now. Or like a couple months ago, they were like 4,000 for like the farthest seats.
Nah, you remember last year's, bro? Like all the way up, bro. They're like $2,000. I'm like, you can't even see the players.
I gotta go to a game next season.
Oh, 100%.
Released the home schedule. They released the home schedule for next year. There's a Cowboys game there.
We gotta go to that.
Or Rams. I kind of want to see the Rams. Or the Jets. They're playing the Jets.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Well, actually, no. It's Jets home, but same thing.
Yeah.
Still MetLife, yeah.
Dude, I wish they had, like, a stadium out here, bro.
I know. That's too far. Yeah. I don't mind the drive, but, like, it's too far sometimes. Because, like, I went to one game I went to Sunday night. I don't know. I went to Monday night primetime. Cowboys Giants week 3. That game was sick. That game was electric, bro. That was my first ever NFL game. That game was like, I don't know if any game is going to top that. I don't know if any game is like, I don't know if a normal Sunday game is going to top a primetime game.
I mean, I went to the Texans game.
Which one did you go to? That game was sick.
I know. And
that was for your birthday, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that was probably dub.
I was like hype, bro. It
was nuts, yeah. Saquon had like 100 something rushing yards.
Yep, and like literally like him and Damian Pierce kept going back to back to back, bro.
It was a good game.
Saquon have a big run. Pierce would have a big run. Like it was like the battle of the running backs at that point. And Slayton's
quarterbacks
too. Yeah. Oh my God, And like when you watch like an NFL game, like you're there. It's totally different from watching.
So different, like watching on TV.
Like you hear,
everything. You see things different. No, you know what I hated though, the game I went to. I went to the game where Shep tore his ACL. Oh. I saw
that.
He was running and just like fucking just jumped up. It's like Odell in the Super Bowl.
Oh God.
The exact same situation. It sucked, bro. And like everybody was confused. Like why'd he go down? And then they see like the fucking cart thingy come out. And take him on, and then they announce like later that night or morning of
that he
tore his ACL out for season.
Yeah,
and we were 2-1 at the time.
Yep.
Dude, I love that tunnel. You know the tunnel. Dude, that tunnel is so fun. Like, you know when you go through that tunnel from the parking lot?
Yeah.
You have to walk through. So we ended up having to park at American Dream, the mall. That's how packed the thing is. We have to go from American Dream and walk over. It wasn't that bad of a walk because we were actually it was like distracting because we were just talking with like Cowboys and Giants fans all the time. It was me and my cousin. And the tunnel was so funny. We had to walk there. Everybody's like, "Fuck the Cowboys!" And then we're like doing like a chant, like "Fuck the Cowboys." It's so funny because we were 2-0. Everybody was like high over their heads. We had so much anticipation cocky for the season. Yeah, and then we lost.
I mean, listen, two and one, I'll take.
And then we lost like one more game after that, and then we went like 6-2 or 7-2.
Exactly, like bro.
Then we had a little bit of a slump,
and then we come back.
Thankfully, bounce back, because if we lost the rest of our games, we would not be a playoff team.
And we
would have lost our spot to the Commanders.
Yep.
Or the Packers. I don't know. We probably would have lost to the Lions actually, but.
Hey, I mean, I mean,
I think our one less loss.
Yeah.
Helped us because we had a draw with the Commanders. We were like one less win. Yeah. I mean, one less loss than the Lions. They were 9-8. We were 9-7-1, which helped us out.
Yep.
But imagine we beat the Eagles. I feel like a ten win season would just look so much better.
It really would.
And then we would have not let the Eagles clinch either.
Yep.
It would have been the Niners.
But another thing too is when you
we would have played the Oh my god, that means it would have been Eagles, Seahawks. And that means if we won and the Eagles won, we would have played the Eagles in the second round.
And
with our starters, we could have won that.
100%. But another thing too about like watching the game live is like you get to hear like the refs and like actually officiate, and you're like,
oh yeah.
You don't hear this on TV. Like they'll be like, number 66 is eligible, number 77 is eligible. Like they'd be saying like every like offensive lineman's like number.
I love the screen because this is my first game I went to. I love like seeing the jumbotron screens. And, like, they have, like, the third down thing. You're like, it's third down.
Yeah, everyone gets hyped.
So sick, bro. Especially on a primetime game. Bro, we got to go to a primetime game.
For real.
We got to hit a primetime
game. Bro, when they did the third down thing, it kind of reminded me of the Stony Brook game we went to, bro. That was, like.
Yeah. So that game was good, too. It was, like, it's the Spiders, right?
Yeah.
That game was good as hell.
We got to go to another Stony Brook game.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Or basketball. Nah, their basketball game's, like, crazy.
I went to. When I was in my St. Joseph's League, we used to always go to the like, Stony Brook games.
They're so far.
Actually, I didn't go to many. It was, like, a couple games, but, like, they're good. Okay, so I want to, you know, push off the topic of football a little bit and go more into, like, kind of, like, reality a little bit. Not really, though. No. Well, actually, yes, but, like, I just wanted to start off topic. So, you see this shit right here, right? Why does it sell out in like 10 minutes?
Well, I feel like
they restocked their website today.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of brands like sell out a lot, like high brands like Nike and like all like Gatorade and all that. Yeah. Like, I feel like the reason is because of the popularity. Like, you know, they push out for so much on their advertising.
It's the Prime. It's like Prime is the names behind it.
I feel like, it's not even, like, and it's good. It also could be the face, too, like, you know, KSI and Logan Paul.
Yeah. So, like, So, I managed to get a case of the new strawberry watermelon flavor. Lucky. I did. I got ordered in during class. That flavor, the pink one, the new one, it sold out in 5 minutes. They sold out. They restocked the whole website. Right now, every single thing is sold out.
That's crazy.
Every single thing, they sell out in minutes. Yeah, like they're.
you open the website.
Everything's gone.
I'm like, minutes. Whoa, what's the point?
I know. Like, I wanted to cop something. It's like, every time. The thing is, like, sometimes they have things that are in stock, but the ones
that
but
they're not, like, you
sell out.
Yeah. Like, I'd be trying to get, like, a hoodie or, like, a shirt or something. Gone.
Yeah. And you see these shits? Wait. So, since we're on the topic of Prime still, these sold out. Every single flavor of these sold out in 15 minutes on their website. It's nuts, dude. It's wild. And they're not like any other hydration drink company. Nothing. I don't see companies like that selling out in 15 minutes or less.
You know what I want to do? I actually want to compare, like, Prime to, like, Gatorade. Powerade.
I can do it right now. I can do it right now.
Oh, God.
Do it right now. Do it right now.
Do it.
I wish I had Orange Prime. I did, but I finished them all. All right, everybody. This is Gatorade that I bought from school earlier today that I didn't finish. I kept it in my fridge. And I got this that I've been drinking, like, the whole episode. Which one do you think I'm going to think is better? We'll find out. So first we got the Gatorade. I'm playing.
I was about to say.
It's not bad. I love orange Gatorade, though. I'm a little biased of orange Gatorade. That's like my favorite one.
Honestly, I can't do orange.
I'm a basic human being. I got these. I got these. I have like four boxes of these. They're garbage. I bought four boxes of these, and I got the bottle's fire. I got a Serena Williams bottle. Wait, I'll show you. I got like some like Serena Williams bottle. I think it's fire. It's filled. I filled this with the Gatorade pod on Thursday last week. Yeah, that's how much I drank out of it though.
Dude, you know what I heard about Gatorade?
What?
Apparently you're supposed to apparently you're supposed to cut it with water. Like you're supposed to like dilute it.
This? Like this?
Yeah. I was like that.
I never did that.
I drank it to drink it.
Yeah.
I was like that doesn't make sense.
I think Gatorade's so fucking salty. Have you ever tried Orange Prime?
No, I told you.
Have you ever had any of them? Which ones?
I had the blue one.
Where do you get them? Like where do you go?
Vitamin Shop or. I only stopped there for like a couple minutes. Copped one real quick.
They've been selling out lately. We gotta go to like Vitamin Shop or something. Or they're opening a GNC in the mall.
Yeah, I know.
They have them there.
That's gonna be packed. You know, every gym rat's about to be there, bro.
Yeah, I wanna try to work there. I wanna try to get a job there.
That'd be fire. Me and you.
Yeah, just work there.
Just catch us in the back with creatine.
Yeah, bro. Nah, cause I'm gonna buy like all of their Prime stock. Every time you see Prime,
he's gonna hide a box under.
Yeah, I want to see if they are selling in vitamin shops yet because I know mine's gonna take like at least a week or two to come in because I ordered off the Prime website. Yep. So it's gonna take a bit to come in. So, actually, no, you know what? I was gonna say that, but then. The cans that I ordered, they came in like 4 or 5 days, which wasn't bad. I ordered the strawberry watermelon and blue raspberry case. And then my dad went to Vitamin Shop near his job, and he grabbed me cans. The only one I haven't tried yet is Tropical Punch. I want to try that. But I want to go to Vitamin Shop soon and just pick up more bottles because I don't have enough. I have two, and I'm drinking one of them right now.
All right. Speaking of, you know, hydration and gym stuff like that.
We're coming out with our new product.
Speaking of that, you know, we're coming out with 1 pound weights, 2 pound weights, the max. Honestly, like, do you think the gym should be something that, like, everyone follows into, like, at some point in their life?
Yes. It's like a healthy alternative to life, honestly.
I honestly think, like, because, like, you know me. Somewhat an athlete, you know, like I gotta like I'm always in shape, but like I feel like sometimes like in the off season I don't have like I feel like I have to, like I have a lot of time, I just don't feel like I have time to like go to the gym or anything.
Yeah, that's like me, but I just don't want to go. It's not like I don't have time, it's just I have a membership to Planet Fitness, so it's a little different.
Go to Crunch.
I don't want to pay the money, so what I'm gonna try to do is go to Planet a lot to the point where like I'm definitely gonna go, and then I'm gonna cancel that shit, and then I'm gonna because I'm paying for Planet Fitness, but I'm not going.
Yeah, not the same thing with me. Like I'm paying for Crunch, but I'm like not going.
It's hard to
go. I should.
Like I mean, like literally last time I went to the gym was I went to Crunch with Jack one time, like 2 weeks ago I think. That's it. I don't go to Planet. Like I'm gonna check my Planet status. I wanna see.
The thing is, we canceled your membership, bro. You can't come here no more.
Oh, they changed the app. Damn, it's been that long. it's been that long. They like changed the look of the app. There's a way to like check your status or like your. You keep talking while I'm looking at this. this might take a sec.
Yeah, no, but like honestly, like I feel like the gym is good for everyone, but I feel like it shouldn't 100%. Be like where you're just, you know, stacking up plates every like 5 seconds and trying to like either deadlift them. Because that's what I see, like, most kids do when every time I went to the gym. It's like, everyone's trying to, like, deadlift to their max. I'm like, bro, that's not a workout.
I don't work out like that. Like, you know, a lot of people, like, yeah, go for maxes, PRs. I just work out to I do shit that I want to do.
Yeah.
And shit that I want to work on. And I do, like, sometimes I like to go a little lighter to do more reps and shit. So the last time I went to Planet Fitness was in October of 2022. That was a month after we recorded our last episode.
Wow, that's crazy.
And then, I mean, no, September, though, I was pretty consistent. I went a lot in September, but then October was, like, my last time, and then I stopped just completely.
I mean, like, the last time I went to Crunch was, like, August. I was consistent in there, though.
I was consistent Planet Fitness during the summer. And, like, you know what's crazy about me is it's weird. Like, when I go on vacations, I'm always looking for a gym. Like, say we go to a hotel, I'm always looking for a gym. I don't know why.
That's a good thing.
It's like... Because, like, there's times where I'm on vacation, I'm like, what do I do? Like, so I went to Myrtle Beach around, I'd say sometime in the summer, like August, July, around there, July, August. We stayed there for, like, 4 nights, and I went to the gym there. They had, like, 3 gyms at this one hotel. So I went to this one that was, like, closest to my room. I went there at least, like, 2 times a day. For 4 days straight, and I was like, "Why can't I do this with Planet Fitness?" Because obviously, Planet Fitness is better than a hotel gym. But like for some reason, I guess the fact of me being by myself in the gym, because most like no one really went. There was times where people use like the sauna in there. I just feel more in my zone. I feel more like focused. Comfortable. I feel like when you go to the gym with people, it's like you're always looking at other people. You're looking at like how much better they look than you, and then you're like contemplating in your head like. Do I want to continue doing this? But like the thing is, I when I think that I'm like I do because I want to look like that. I want to look like C-Bum, you know. Like I want to look decent. But like I don't want to put in that effort. And that's why I'm gonna take Trent.
Alright, it's confirmed, guys. Me and Aiden, we're doing an Australia tour. Trent is cheaper there. It's free. No, we're doing it. Yeah, no, but, like, I feel you. Like, every time
you
I
see this, you see this bottle right here?
Yep.
I inject Trent into the bottle. And just
smart.
That's it. I don't even need to inject it into my body. I just, see, you see how jittery I am right now? I'm just, like, so energized. It's steroids. That's it.
Yeah, no, but,
I don't drink caffeine. I don't drink caffeine. It's all steroids.
Yeah, but,
It goes in my balls.
Bro. But every time I went to the gym, I'd always see, like, someone, like, you know, lifting. Like, you know John Fairmuller, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's Diesel. Like, I want to be like that. But then I realized in my head, like, that's a lot of, like, that's hard work. Like, you know, he dedicated his time for it.
Like, I don't want to, like, dedicate all my time to the gym. I don't mind going.
Yeah.
I'm just not that kind of guy. Like, you know, like Ben, Isaiah, Brody, like, they look great.
Like,
I want to look like that, but I don't want to spend all that time going.
I mean, like, that's another thing, too. Like, you can, like, what I do...
And Joe, too. I don't want to just discredit Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tony.
Shout out to Joe. Shout out to Tony.
Yep. There's a lot of... Yeah, yeah. I don't want to discredit their work because all of them, they look way better than they did years ago.
Yeah.
So,
but, like, another thing, too, is, like, you know, dedication, like, and hard work. But also, like, you got to have that mentality, like, you know, I'm not going to go, like, a long hour. Like, if I have, like, four hours tops to spare... Spend 2.5.
At least hit something. Because at least with me in the gym, I've been like watching like these like I get on TikTok. I get these like videos like shit at the gym. And I'm like, I see like all these like big ass dudes. They talk about how they go to the gym for like an hour. They just like you know how people like they say, oh, these people who you know think they're doing the right thing. They spend 2.5 hours, 3 hours in the gym. Meanwhile, they're just like burning themselves out. And they're like, well, me, I go to the gym for an hour, hit what I need to hit, and leave. And I guess it works
like,
for them somehow.
That's not like the...
It really just depends on the person, I guess.
Yeah, but
it depends,
like, again,
it also,
like,
it also depends on how consistent you are, I feel like.
But also
that guy might like that guy might say he goes for an hour.
But in reality,
he might go for an hour, but like five times a day.
Yeah.
Like
it's not really what they're gonna. It's not what they say. Isn't like really what they do sometimes.
They're just trying to present themselves better. They're trying to make themselves look better than they are. Which I mean, no like, hate, because I can't look like that. So.
I mean, like again, bro. Like you know, we just put dedication, hard work. You got it.
Yeah.
I mean, at home, sometimes I wake up, you know, on a Saturday, I just start doing push. I do like 10 push-ups, crank out. Then I just relax, go on with my day.
You know what I just realized? The podcast's birthday is in 3 days.
Two years ago.
January 13th. Yeah, I just realized January 10th.
We should put this out. We should put this out on the birthday.
I was thinking about that, but like.
No, we should. We should.
I got to see how this works, because I don't know if it just. I gotta figure out how to like download this because literally I'm on my school Chromebook right now, so I'm just hoping this whole file doesn't corrupt and go to nowhere. Yep. Thing is, I can always like download the app and I think it'll save to the account, so I'll figure it out. So maybe if this released before the 13th, that means it did automatically and I couldn't choose.
So, ready? So, happy early birthday podcast.
Yeah, because this is recorded a couple days earlier. I did not plan that either. I did not plan the date thing. Because I know Spotify Wrapped came out like a while ago, but like you know today I got bored. I was like, oh, I want to check the Anchor app because like it's just sitting on my phone. I'm like, yo, I just want to look at this, and then like, oh, there's a Spotify Wrapped on the top. So I took the pictures from our Spotify Wrapped. I posted them on the account. I said like, oh, sorry for an inconsistent 2022. Hopefully we come back. I texted G. I was like, oh, you want to record at like 9? I didn't even say that. I have my phone in front of me. I can pull up the text. So I texted you the link.
Yeah, you texted me, and you also asked me if I was free too. I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not doing anything.
So you're like, yeah. So you said, I can't see the stats. I was like, oh, I'm gonna post them on IG. You're like, words. I said, post it. I said, we gotta run this up soon. We only did one episode last year, and then I said, we gotta talk about like Giants playoff shit, which we just did. And then you said, whenever you want. I said, down, whatever. Just let me know. You said, all right. So I said, you want to do like 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then this was just supposed to be a test, but I guess we kind of started already. Yep. It's been 40 minutes. So then I sent you this platform on Snapchat, Riverside FM. Shout out to you guys. Yep. This is really cool. And I like this a lot. I think they say that you can it like better. There's better quality on your phone, but I just feel more professional doing it on a computer.
Yeah.
Because I don't use a computer, so that's why I'm on my school Chromebook right now. I don't have one. I did have one, but it broke, and I just never got it fixed or got a new one. So, right now I'm recording this on my Chromebook for school.
It's confirmed, guys. Aiden's trying to put out a GoFundMe for a new computer.
I need a computer. Thing is, I'm just hoping that the school aren't gonna be like dickheads and like block Anchor and Riverside for my Chromebook.
Oh my god!
They see me using it. Thing is, I'm using it. I'm not using it in school.
Yeah.
So if they're kind of looking at if they're looking at what I'm doing now, it's kind of fucked up. But I mean, it's technically the school's property.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna have to get a computer so soon because if we're gonna continue this, and school's ending in like 6 months.
Oh my god, don't even get me started on that, bro. Like,
yeah, colleges and shit. Oh, I don't want to talk about that yet. I don't want to talk about that yet.
I
haven't applied.
Still?
I haven't applied. No,
that's
I haven't.
Wild, bro.
Because I was considering going. I'm definitely going to go. I thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going. Wait, so I just want to finish. So I sent you the email link to test this, and then blah, blah, blah. And then this was just supposed to be like a quick test. I shared my screen with him. I recorded like a 6-second clip. I tested it. I didn't know how to do it. I kind of figured it out. It took me a lot of clicking to figure it out.
It's a big process.
I'm probably going to have to share my screen after this episode is recorded and try to figure it out again. But, yeah. And this is cool-ass platform. Because we can just invite guests. If we wanted, we can invite live audience in. I have an option to invite live audience. It's crazy. Like, give a round of applause for that, dude. I needed to use it at least once. I have a whole soundboard. Bro, it's so cool. This shit is so cool. I love this so much. I'm just hoping I can upload this on Spotify. I'm gonna cry if I can, dude. I'm gonna cry if this whole file gets corrupted.
Oh my God.
We just did this for nothing. We just had a nice quality 45-minute conversation for nothing.
Hey, man, I'll take it. Free therapy.
I'll take it. I'll take it. We talked about the Giants for like half an hour.
Yep.
But like, I'll take it. I'll take it.
You know, right, talking about like, our school's ending in like 6 months, you know. Our lives are actually about to start.
That's crazy. I'm gonna have to get more hours in a job. I might have to get another job. Because my job right now, I'm only working like, do you work yet?
Yeah, here and there.
Like side shit? Like,
yeah.
Because I know you say you do like yard work a lot. You go to like people's house and do that. You can, how much
that's
is
the,
that?
That's where the hustle is, bro.
Yeah. How much do you get like, from that? Like,
I can make like 100 on a day.
That's fire. See, my job right now, I'm working as a service associate is what it's called. So I do like cashier stocking, like straightening shelves and all that crap. And then in my spare time, I like to buy candy at my job. And buy like, I literally have this drawer just filled with like all kinds of snacks.
That's bad, bro. That's bad.
It's bad, but like, and I get a 20% discount. So it's like getting shit for cheap. Yeah. And like, I bought like the 50% off Christmas stuff, Christmas candy. So I bought like Reese's peanut butter cups, M&M's, Rolos. You know, like those caramel things. I didn't know I liked those until now.
It is slightly developing addiction.
I'm finding, and like every shift, I'm buying like coffee, energy drinks. I'm buying candy every shift. I'm just eating it behind the counter. Behind the counter, dude. The thing is, I'm only working like 1 or 2 days a week, which kind of sucks for the money wise, because I'm only making around right now at the moment. I'm making around like $150 a paycheck, which isn't horrible.
It's not bad, but like but it can be better.
Make
it can
it
be
so
better.
So much more, like, and sometimes even lower when I work. When I'm only working one day. You can also click mute if you want to. There's always a mute button.
Yeah. Hold on.
All right. And a camera button, too, if you need. All right. So what I was saying is I work a shift. Usually it's 1 or 2 shifts a day. I'm not. No, my fault. 1 or 2 shifts a week. Lately, it's just been one, like a Saturday night shift, like 6 hours. That's like my go-to shift. That's the shift I always take, and they always give me. I try to take coverage every time possible, but there's so many times where I'm like, I'm not available to take it. So, it's just been tough, but I'm gonna get emotional. No, okay, I got M&M's, so I'm gonna munch on these while Gio's gone. So shout out to Riverside. Oh, you know what? I'm gonna plug the sponsorships, cause last time I plugged the sponsorships was a while ago, and I also checked something on for our sponsorships on the Lighthouse. I checked our Pura Vida sponsorship because I didn't know if we still had it. We do. Use code AidenYambo20 for 20% off of your Pura Vida bracelets purchase at PuraVidaBracelets.com. Shout out to Pura Vida. And then we got a sleeves code. I don't know if it still works. I'm going to check right now. But if it does, use Lighthouse25. Is it? Wait. Lighthouse25 for 25% off on sleeves.com. So Gio actually used it before. I think we have more people using it, but Gio was the first person to use it. Because I saw it. I had like a dashboard for it. And I saw... So I was plugging our sponsorships. I'm checking... So we do still have our Pura Vida sponsorship. I checked out the code and everything. I just shouted them out on here. I'm checking our sleeves one because I don't know if we still have that.
We probably do.
Lighthouse 25 is the code. Boom. Ah, shit. Right there, baby. Lighthouse 25 on sleeves for 25% off your purchase. Go check it out. I might as well just do the Pura Vida one just to check. I did it earlier, but like, actually, I could probably just check it again, just to show. I think we also have Dubby. I just don't remember the code. Here's Pura Vida. It's my name. I don't know why. I tried to make it Lighthouse, but I guess it's because I registered my account under my name.
So I registered the sponsorship account. Email.
Yeah, I registered the sponsor. No, the thing is, my email is not even that. My email is like AY and just numbers. So. I think when I was setting up the sponsorship account, when I was like, you know, like in the works of the thing, I gave them my full name because you had to. So, but like I gave the podcast name and everything, like because they ask you for like platform and they ask you like what you do to like be accepted. It's like because I had to show the Instagram, I had to show the podcast itself to get the partnership and the code. But for some reason, they took my name instead of the podcast name. So.
Alrighty, so back to what I was talking about. What was I talking about before you were doing that?
I was talking about jobs. We were talking about jobs.
Oh, besides jobs. You know what, Adam?
What?
You know, we got a lot of breaks coming, but we got a lot of senior stuff.
Oh, the trip, yo.
Yeah.
I'm hyped for the trip.
Bro.
It's less than a month. I'm hyped, dog.
Listen.
I called off of work and everything.
I'm going to take Aiden snowboarding. We're going to go snowboarding, Aiden, me and you. I don't care if you don't know how to
do it. I'm still afraid, but...
It won't be that bad. It'll be funny.
How much is that?
It's 35 for the board and I think 10 for the helmet. But who really needs a helmet?
Yeah, in fact, I'll crack my skull open.
Snow's not that hard.
So when are we leaving?
Oh, I think Sunday
morning. Sunday morning, but like when?
Like the day or like...
Like time, I meant.
Oh, like 9:00.
Morning?
Right. Yep.
It's fire, too. It's me, you, and Jack in a room. We got just us. We didn't get no random person. We can literally do another live episode if we want on my phone. I can just use the Anchor app.
That'd be fire. Bro, but I heard like we don't get to spend as much time in our room. Really?
But I'm talking about like we can do it at night, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when
but
like
I heard they
when,
do
like
room checks. We gotta be like slick with it.
I like curfew I'm talking about, you know. It's like curfew time, you just
Dude,
run that up.
The security on the trip's gonna be is crazy. You know that, right?
Yeah, because like, everybody's
doing,
gonna
like,
try to sneak
pat downs.
Yeah, everybody's gonna be trying to sneak shit in. I wouldn't be surprised if they have a metal detector at the door when we get there.
I don't think so. I don't think.
Well, at the hotel, I feel like, you know.
But it's a hotel. Who's really gonna like? I don't think so.
I know, but our school's crazy like that.
Yeah, true.
they were gonna bring metal detectors to the school. Have like those. They didn't do it yet.
Body scanners, yeah.
Right now we got ID scanners. That's what we got.
Dude, if they do like metal detectors like midway through like the other half of the year, I'll be like, yeah, no, I'm not going here no more.
It's like schools in like New York City do that. It's crazy that we have to do that. It's crazy that we have to do that though.
Yeah, no, like we're not that dangerous. Like no one's brought anything like dangerous.
Like, people are vaping and maybe smoking at not even smoking. I don't even think anyone's smoking.
No.
It's like, I haven't seen that drinking ever. It's just like a vape, maybe a weapon once in a while. But
no, I don't think anyone's brought a weapon.
I don't think so either. But like, that's what I'm assuming. That's what they were gonna bring the metal detectors for.
But like, again, who's dumb enough to do that?
I don't know. How long is the drive to the place?
I think like a couple hours. I'm bringing my headphones, bro.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
I'm sleeping right next to you, bro. I'm just having my headphones on going.
That pause. Pause, yo.
Hey, what you mean?
That sounded very weird.
What do you mean? Because
you're like, I'm sleeping. You're like, I'm sleeping next to you. And I'm going.
Yeah,
I'm
man,
going
I'm gonna sleep next to you. Yeah, man. You don't want to like sleep next to me, man.
It just sounded weird in the moment.
I'm playing.
All
right. Yeah, no, but besides senior trip, we have the banquet coming up.
That's gonna be cool.
Yeah. Dude, I got the nicest. I'm gonna get the nicest fit for it, bro. Silk shirt. I don't know what type of pants I'll do.
I didn't even think about it yet. I gotta figure it out.
I gotta think about prom too.
You know what's gonna be hype too? We're missing the first 2 days of the third quarter.
I know.
That's gonna be so fire.
I'm not showing up the day after.
Just never come again.
Just not show
up. I'm still on senior trip though.
Yeah. Prom's gonna be crazy.
I'm trying to set my calendar. Going home from senior trip. It's the 31st, and then we're leaving, dude. That's gonna be fire, dude. Like, getting a hotel with the boys. So that's something I always wanted to do. Been waiting until 18, but I get to do it before. For one, finally get to do it. I've always wanted to do that. What time do you think we're leaving there, though? Like leaving the hotel. On Tuesday.
Oh no, but I think they said like
probably early as hell.
Yeah, they said we're leaving
probably
early
like 7 a.m.
Because we're getting back apparently at the school at like 4.
Damn, so how long is the drive? At least like three, four hours probably, right?
Probably.
Maybe even more with traffic and shit.
Dude, I don't think like snowed in or something, bro.
I know.
Like first day in, we get snowed in. Oh, yeah.
Thing is, it might not snow, though. That's the thing with snowboarding. It might not.
No, but it's up in like the mountains, though. Like they get like crazy amount of snow. It's upstate, so like, you know, they definitely.
That's also why I'm hoping. You know. Oh, and the playoffs are actually going to be going on during this, too.
Ooh.
Like the NFL playoffs.
Yeah, I hope you got a TV in our room, bro.
If we got a TV in our room, we could watch like one of the games at night. Because
I'm pretty
sure.
Bring their PS4.
curfew is going to be like. Probably, I would say around like 8 o'clock.
Man, the curfew at 8, man. I'm still up.
No, I'm staying up. But, like,
I'm filing for insomnia.
I'll just curfew to go into the room, I'm saying.
Probably.
Yeah. But I don't mind. I feel like this is going to be a cool-ass experience.
Yep.
Something we've never done before, obviously, because we're just beginning seniors now.
I'm a super senior.
Unless somehow you, like, snuck your way in, like, in previous years. And, like,
that'd be crazy.
Luggage.
No, but
yeah,
they check.
Packing.
Bro, all right, are you bringing a backpack or are you bringing, like, a suitcase?
Probably a duffel bag.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's only like
I don't need
three.
That much clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like three.
I literally
days
like
south.
Three outfits. That's it. Three. One for the morning. Like one.
Well, they also have an indoor pool, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna bring a bathing suit, 100%. Thing is, I don't know. It's gonna be tough to get in. There's so many people.
I know.
It's gonna be awkward as hell too. There's gonna be so many people. It's like,
I didn't
it's
think there
tough.
Was that many people in our like senior class.
It's like how many? It's like 400 something.
I think
going?
So. Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, I did not think there's going to be that
maybe
many
like
people.
300. No, it's probably like 300 something. But like,
I wonder
damn.
What the rooms are going to look like. Are there going to be like three separate beds? Is there going to be like two beds and like someone's going to sleep on the couch?
I'm going to look.
Share the screen.
I don't think it's going to show on here, will it? I don't want to dox myself because it shows like our school's information.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The loading screen. Yeah, I don't want to do that. All right, what's the place called? It's
Villa Roma.
Villa Roma. All
right. Villa Roma. Check it out.
Villa Roma Resort, Catskills, New York. Place looks beautiful though.
It really does.
What do you guys say? For like a snowy upstate place, pretty far. It's expensive this trip.
Oh.
Pretty much $500 bucks each person. The school made bank off of this trip.
Yeah, look how spacious these rooms are.
Oh, you found it already? Damn.
Yeah. I'm a quick typer. Hold up.
That's not bad.
I know.
How's our sleeping situation working?
I say Jack gets the couch. they put us in a couch, bro. Jack's getting the couch.
No, he ain't taking couch. No way.
We gonna have to sprint for the room.
So there are two people just gotta share one. And then one solo.
I ain't sharing a bed with you, man. I kick in my sleep.
Right, we're gonna have to figure it out.
I'm fighting my sleep, man.
I think they got a basketball court there. If it's not snowing,
I think so.
If it's not snowing and it's just cold, I'm bringing hoop and shoes.
Dude, they got a arcade. Bro, the arcade's definitely gotta be, like, crazy big.
I gotta see.
Because they said, like, you gotta bring your own money. So, like, you know, it's definitely got, like.
They got golf, too. I don't know if we're allowed to do it, but...
Nah, golf, I think, is for the springtime.
Maybe,
see this game room. They got pictures of the game room, too.
Where do you find this shit?
Just go on.
Maybe activities. I'm on their website.
Don't go on their website. They don't have any pictures of it. You gotta, like...
Indoor pool, hot tub, sauna. Sports complex. Dude, they do have arcade. Yeah, I see it. What's the sports complex?
This way.
Bowling, racquetball... Volleyball, kids inflatable fun center, and rock climbing and spider climbing wall. I draw my M&M. Yeah, cool. I'm hyped for that bowling. Bowling's probably gonna be fire.
Maybe.
Like late night bowling, bro. That should be sick.
I'm telling you, man. We going skiing.
Game room.
Skiing, snowboarding. Whatever.
Ping
we need,
pong
man.
Table. Indoor. Shuffleboard. Jungle gym.
I know someone's definitely getting tackled in that jungle gym, bro.
I see basketball. I see, like the basketball game, shooting game in the background.
Yeah.
I see that. I don't think it's going to be that big, but.
You never know.
I hope. I just don't want to get my hopes really high up for, like, a shitty-ass place.
Exactly. Like, so. Bro. And the packing is going to be worse, too, because I know there's going to be definitely that one kid that brings a suitcase and be like, you don't need this.
There's going to be one person that packs, like, 2 weeks worth of clothes for 3 days.
Bro, you don't need this, bro, unless you're sweating that much.
I just hope that I enjoy myself. That's it.
Oh, everyone is.
It's literally 19 days from now.
It's crazy.
Like 2.5 weeks away.
We're going away.
Possible episode then. Possible. Maybe. We could try.
Does it on the bus ride there?
We could try. maybe not the bus, but like we can actually try the hotel itself.
Yeah.
Like in the room.
We'll do it at night.
How's the shower? How is the bathroom situation going to work?
I say one at a time.
Oh, no kidding. But, like, I mean, like, there's got to be, like, limits, like, time limits that we have. There's no way. It depends if we're all quick in the shower. That's pretty much the main thing. Like, the shower time. Max, no, I'd take is 15 minutes. The max I'll take in a shower is 15 minutes.
I don't think the shower time is going to be, like, a worry. Because if they tell us, like, oh, yeah, lights out or something, we'll be like, yo, I got to take a shower, though.
Yeah, I'll take a late night. The thing is, I take morning showers anyway, so it's like, I take morning showers.
I mean, so I take both, so it's like,
either. I take both. I used to take night. I used to take night all the time, and then I realized that it was harder to, like, do my hair in the morning.
Yeah.
So senior year, I was like, fuck, I'm just showering in the morning, so I can, like, just do it the way I want.
I mean, I alternate, like, every, like, every week. So I do, like, 1 week just, like, all night showers, and then, like, just 1 week of just all morning showers.
I started off doing night for, like, the first, like, month. And then I was
It's like, eh.
Which one's the more? I like the morning ones. It kind of wakes me up. I play my country music. I put my speaker up. I play my Luke Combs. I have, a playlist of just Luke Combs, like 60 songs. Just play those. That's how I start off my morning all the time. Every day I start off my morning with Luke Combs.
Aiden's about to put out a morning routine for you guys.
Yeah, so you go. Wake up. Pick out your clothes for the day. Grab your speaker. Turn it on. Connect it to your phone. Put it down. Play This Is Luke Combs on Spotify. It's like a 60-something song playlist. 60-something, yeah, song playlist. You play that. You let it run for at least like 3-4 songs. Get out. Connect it to your Google Home so it keeps playing. And yep. you just use it as background music for the rest of your morning until you have to leave. That's what I do. And I don't eat in the morning. I should because I get really hungry.
No, I actually found out like eating if I eat in the morning, right? I get like very sluggish.
That too. But the thing is, I've been having my prime energy in the morning lately. Like for the past like week, I've been the first 2 days of this week, Monday, Tuesday, and couple of days of the last week I've been bringing like a prime energy every morning and shit works actually except for today it kind of sucked but
yeah you were kind of like sluggish
yeah because usually I drink it first period into second and then I figured out I like the bottles better though like not for energy but just in general the bottles are so much better we gotta like one day just like each of us just get bottles and just go on this again and just do like a full-on review. Like just like this, like the same format, just get like a fuck ton of bottles, yep. Just line them up and then just review.
Just
them.
Go crazy.
I definitely like next episode we do. I should have my strawberry bottles in.
We'll do a little in person.
I gotta do that. I gotta do a little. You should do either that or like we just go to like we do like a like you know how you can do it on your phone.
Yeah.
We just like one day just like during like the weekend or something just go out. Just do shit and then go to Vitamin Shoppe and just like kind of like vlog it like the podcast but like vlog it instead and then just because you can do it with your phone so I can literally just like walk around like this just like this is like a podcast but like, just vlogging it though.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Guys, welcome back to the podcast where we're supposed to be sitting down just like welcome back to the calm podcast yeah it's fine but like
yeah
we'll figure it out that. Something I gotta go to Giants. We gotta go to Giants game
as well.
We should try to get like more people. Maybe like I would say try Jack and Brody. Maybe
yeah.
Try to get them to go to a game. We'll go to like a try to go to a cheap game. Maybe Depends how cheap. Because I'm assuming the Cowboys game is going to be a prime time. Maybe. That's usually how it works. Usually the Giants-Cowboys games are prime time. Like, this year, both Cowboys games were prime time. The one that I went to was prime time, at least. I think the other one was, too. The other one was a Thursday. And we lost both. But we lost. Hey. I'm disappointed in that one game I went to. We lost to Cooper Rush.
I mean, hey, man, that dude had an incredible, like...
That's where Saquon busted out the, you know, like, the finger roll. Yep. That was the first game he did it. It looked so cool. It was so cool. The color rush jersey. I got to get one of those. I got to get Daniel Jones color rush jersey.
New topic.
I need to get a better jersey like this. Yeah. This is like a dry fit one. It's like you can't. It's just like a shirt kind of jersey, but it was expensive. This thing was like $100. Yeah. Got on Kohl's. That's how you know.
New topic. We're gonna talk about Aiden's Riz. It's very questionable. We're gonna talk about your Riz, man.
When, where, why?
It don't work.
What Riz? When have I ever showed Riz?
Hey, like, man, when have I ever done it? You'd be hitting on me in ethics, man. It'd be sketchy sometimes.
All right, other than that, what?
It'd be sketchy, bro. Nah, I feel like you got Riz, though. You definitely have Riz.
I try. I don't do it much. I feel like if that's
Listen, Riz is natural.
I get it. But like, I feel like some people take it to a different level of just cringy. There's a lot of people that take it to a weird level. I like the ones with I like the ones on TikTok, you know, like the Duke Dennis meme, where it's like send them digits, and then it's like him going like this, like, and it's like send them digits. I love those. I want to do that one. I gotta try that. You know what? Should I try it right now?
Yes.
It's just some random person. You know what? I'm gonna do it. Wait, I gotta find that picture.
Right. No, I'll just do the face. Yeah, send them digits real quick.
Wait. Duke Dennis Riz photo. Let's see if that comes up. Yep, there we go. That's the photo I'm talking about. That's the photo. All right, I'm gonna just text some random person that someone just snapped me. I'm just gonna text them this right now and see what happens. I'm kind of scared. All right, wait. Or should I text you? You just snapped me.
I didn't snap you.
You didn't?
No.
You just got a snap from you just now. Look, it literally says snap from you just.
Yo, why
now
you calling me up, bro?
You just now. All right. All right. This is for the pod. All right, here we go. I'm going to name the person unknown, just so I don't get exposed. So I named them unknown right here. Let's see.
By the way, it's...
Yo, slide them digits. I'm scared as shit.
Nah, I thought you was just gonna do the face and then just like send him like a snap like that.
No, I'm like fully texting them. No, I'm just fully texting them. They're typing back.
Wait. Dude, there's like, I feel bad for
bro, you, bro. They're asking about this because I snapped them like this, showing this screen. They're asking about this. They just completely ignore the other thing.
You want me to do it? You want me to do it?
You do it. Yeah.
I'm doing it through this. Like, I'm like snapping them. I'm snapping them though. Ready?
Because I already have this person's number.
Hey, this footage don't go out, right? This footage don't go out.
It's going out. It's just going out. Slide them digits of to your credit card. Oh, damn. All right. Damn, all right. I already have this person's number. That was kind of... I tried someone else.
Proof?
Yeah. Okay. I think you're going to do it to someone's number that you don't have.
I don't have this person's number.
Because I did it to someone I have, so I might have to try someone else. Things I don't want to.
I'll do another version.
I could try it. What is this episode turned into?
it turned into a trap.
I want to do it so bad. I just... it's just so weird. This feels so weird. It's just so
stupid. Oh, my God.
Oh, nah. I don't know if I can send it.
I'm dead, bro. Please don't.
Yeah, no, I'm not sending it. I deleted that shit so quick. Because I caught that... The camera caught that picture, though. So it's gonna get screenshotted.
We made it. We made it, boys.
Ah, shit. All right. I'll keep that photo in the camera roll for now.
Yep.
Just in case if I ever need it, I'll keep it in there.
God forbid, you know, your identity gets leaked. You gotta prove you're real. Use that one.
Oh yeah, I forgot Jack's at the game.
We got snapback. We got snapback.
Ryan Reynolds is at the game too.
Yep.
That's crazy.
No digits.
Damn.
Well, I don't know how I can show you, bro.
No, don't. Just confirm. Just say yes or no if you got it or not.
No.
That's it.
No.
Yeah, don't send. Don't show, because that's fucked. You can't show that. All right, it's fine. All right. What can we move now? How are we going to move on from that?
How do we move on from Riz?
NBA. Quick.
Jordan Poole, listen. Take away all the baddies in the stands. I guarantee you he's averaging 1.3 points a game.
He tries to be the hero a lot, I feel.
Oh, my God, dude.
Curry's back tonight, though.
Listen. I don't like Jordan Poole. I'm not saying, like, I'm a Warriors fan, but, like, I like the team. But, like, mm-hmm. I just can't stand him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's Brooklyn some Nets. Moments.
We gotta talk about the Brooklyn Nets. We gotta talk about our team.
Oh, God. Right. Yeah, listen.
Two things. Kyrie needs to go off for the rest of the season. KD's out for a month. What do we do? We were on, like, a 12-game winning streak before we lost to the Bulls. And then we won two games after that. And then right now we're sitting second seed, I believe, in the East. I think we're number 5 or number 3 or 4 for the whole league.
And now listen, here's another thing too, is like when you have a player like KD who's out for like a month, I mean, it's typical,
like 30 plus a game with like 67 plus percent.
I mean, also the injury wasn't even his fault.
No, it was fucking Jimmy Butler.
I know, like, it was something out of...
sat on his leg, dog.
I know, something out of KD's control. Like, you can't control that, really. You can't control if someone's going to fall.
Such bullshit, dog. I mean, like, I know it wasn't really Jimmy's fault either, but, like, fuck Jimmy Butler. Like, it wasn't his fault. He kind of just, like, fell over.
Yeah.
But, like, why'd you have to crush KD's knee like that?
Fucking another thing, too, is, like, you know, when you play sports, man, like, injuries like that happen all the time.
They're prone to happen, yeah.
Like, I remember one time I was wrestling, and this kid literally, like, headbutted me, and I got a concussion. Like, I kid you not, like, the next day, I woke up, I was like, I can't see. And I was like, this is not good. And I continued, like, the day, like nothing happened, but, like, still, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's something out of control, you know. It's gonna happen.
All right. What are your expectations going into this Giants playoff game on Sunday?
My expectations, I feel like, you know, we beat Minnesota. We beat whoever comes next, you know. We deal with it, we move on. Biggest fear would probably be the Niners and Eagles.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. It's,
you know, something, you know, we come up to the Niners, you know, we show out, try to show out. They show out, we show out. Like, that's how it's got to be.
Yeah, I hope we can play well. I really just hope, like...
Bro, what did I get myself into?
What'd you do? Are they, like, questioning you now?
No, we've been going back and forth.
It's fine. All right. Oh, all right. I'm trying to think. What else can we talk about? Something quick. Something that's not going to make the episode too
long. Oh, your goals for this year, bro.
Well, I want to maintain my good grades. I made high honor roll for the first quarter.
Listen. Let's be realistic.
I think I can maintain my grades. I think as long as I start doing more of my work in ethics, and I get both my main projects done in my economics and my government class, I think my grades are good. I think my grades should be pretty good. I don't see why not.
Yeah, I mean,
I've stepped it up since 10th grade. 10th grade, oh, I was kind of struggling.
10th grade,
I was
a nightmare.
Struggling. Pretty sure everybody was struggling. But then, I always sucked in school. I was never really that good. I never really cared. then, you know, parents kind of, like, learned.
You didn't care. You cared. You
discipline.
Cared.
I just... did, but, like, it just didn't work. I guess I was somewhat lazy somehow in, like, some sort of way. And I did improve it, thankfully. 11th grade, it was a little bit of a struggle in the first quarter. And then second, third, fourth, I had, like, honor roll three quarters straight. And then right now, first quarter, I finished off with high honor roll with, like, a 93 average for the whole first quarter. And then right now, I don't know what I'm at, but I'm passing every class.
That's good.
So, hoping I can keep that going for the rest of the year.
That's good.
All right. I have a question. Like, not a question, but, like, kind of like a wardrobe type thing. Favorite shoe in your collection?
Shoe in my collection?
Just ever. Or, like, not ever, but, like, that you have at the moment.
Have right now?
Yeah, you don't have to show it, but, like, if you can, then do it.
You know my collection, bro. They're all beater shoes.
I don't know every single one, but, like, if you had to just pick one, like, what's your go-to, at least? Finally, what's your go-to?
All right, my go-to is probably my Blazers, because, you know, I could, like, style them with anything.
Yeah, it's so simple to use. I wear them all the time.
Exactly. I'm wearing my sweats, I could wear them.
Yeah. But wearing joggers, I got a lot of fucking shoes in my collection. It's a little tough to.
I mean, you be playing ball though, so, like, you know, you gotta have.
Sometimes, my main ball shoes though are, like, KD15s. I use those. I got KD15s.
I mean, another.
Comfortable as hell.
I mean, probably, like, another thing I probably would say, like, it's like it's on par. But my red high top Vans that I have, those are, like, I'd say, like, those are, like, good occasion shoes.
Yeah.
And then I have a pair of Court Vision Lows. Those are, like, you know, you want to show out.
I gotta say, I have a couple favorites. I think right now I'm on that, like, Croc phase right now. I love Crocs. Right now, I'd say these are definitely one of them right here. These ones. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh my god.
Crocs.
He keeps flexing
fire.
These every day, bro.
They're fire. I like these ones. I got the Luke Combs Crocs. These ones are fire. I wore these to school, too. They look fucking brand new. I don't know how. I wore them to school. They look brand fucking new. Let me see. I got one more pair I want to show. I gotta show these ones. My human races. I gotta say.
Those are good. Those are good.
These ones were fucking steel. I got these for like $100 at the Adidas outlet. These were major steel.
Now I gotta ask you something.
Alright,
it's not a question.
Let me put these back.
Yeah. Don't worry. Oh my god. Just dropped my headset. This is gonna be like more of like an opinion.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think, like, when you go to school, you're more, like, your whole attitude changes when you're, like, in school than when you're out of school?
At home. Can you explain?
Like,
can you elaborate?
All right. So, like, you know, when you're, like, out of school, like, you know, you're always, like, outgoing, right?
Yeah.
Do you keep
that? I'm very introverted in school. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do you keep
I'm very
that?
Quiet. Most of the time. Depends on the class. It really just depends on how comfortable I am in the class. I'd say, like, math, I'm very quiet. English, I'm quiet. Ethics, I'm like average in that class.
No. You're like,
in that class.
Everyone talks in that class, so it's like, you can't say you're
quiet. That's why I'm comfortable in that class. I talk. Fifth, gym, I'd say I talk in that class. It's either gym or, I'll say gym, because the other time it's study hall. Six, I say I talk. It's technical drawing. I'm with Lauren in that class. And then,
shout out to
it's
Lauren.
It's Piro. I like Piro. And then, I'd say economics I talk. I am with Jack. I talk in that class a lot. And then I'd say government, I don't at all. I'm very quiet. I just sit on my phone or, like, type on this fucking Chromebook that I'm using right now to record this to do my schoolwork. which is what I should be using this thing for right now, because I have missing assignments that I need to get done. But instead, I'm recording a podcast on it instead. But it's all right. I'll get them done.
And that's what we'd like to hear.
Yeah, hopefully I get them done.
Yeah. Now, for me, I feel like it's...
You talk. I'm going to take off the jersey because I'm kind of sweating.
All right. But for me, I feel like it's more... Yeah, I feel like it's more of a, like, who I'm with kind of thing. Like, if I'm out of school, I'm, like, with you or, like, the group. I'm not even with the group, really, but, like, if I'm, like, out with, like, people I know, like, I'm like, you know me. I'm chill, fun guy. I'm a fun guy to hang with. Like, in school,
That one kawaii thing.
I'm a fun guy.
That's what that sounded like, yeah.
Yeah. No, but in school, I feel like I'm the same way. Like, you know.
It really just depends who you're with.
I mean, like, in every really class I'm talking.
Nah, yeah. But I feel like it really just depends on the situation. Like, when I'm with certain people, that really just changes my mentality in a way. It kind of, I start talking to more people, the more I feel comfortable. That's really all I got to say.
Yeah. I mean, like... Like, let's say, like, me, if me and Aiden were, like, just, like, going out, like, hanging out, I'm telling you, two different people. But, like, if you guys see me in person, like, I am, like...
I'm very quiet in person.
Yeah, Aiden's, when like, dead silent, but, like, I'll talk to, like, a degree.
I don't know how I'm successful in my job. Because I'm a very,
to talk to your job.
Ever since, like, quarantine, I became a very introverted person. Like, I used to talk...
Oh, yeah.
And then quarantine happened, and we did all this, like, online shit, kind of like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Doing all this, like, online shit, and then I crawled into, like, this shell, and I became very introverted and quiet. And, yeah, I got a job, like, pretty much right after that, when, like, you know, masks were, like, kind of gone, COVID, we got the vaccines. Speaking of the vaccines, did you ever get that?
Nope.
You never got that?
Nope.
I don't think a lot of people in our school got it. I got it, though.
Listen, if I got to go to college and they tell me I got to take it, then I'll take it. You know, I'm trying to succeed.
Yeah, it's not as bad as people thought it was.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying, like, I'm against it or anything.
No, but at the time, we kind of were, though.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Before I got it, we saw, like, the military was, like, in the room.
Yep, nope, zombie apocalypse.
Like, someone's going to mutate. Someone's, like, something's going to happen. But... I don't think anything happened that I know of, at least. And, yeah, I'd say it turned out pretty successful in the end in some kind of way. Because, you know, I don't really hear too many people talk about COVID until, I guess, now. Because, I guess, cases are starting to go up a little bit. But, like, that happened last year, too.
Yeah.
Because it's flu season. So, like, COVID and the flu, they're going to go back up. It's gonna be a yearly thing. Or COVID's just like the flu now. Or it's gonna keep coming back. It's gonna keep reoccurring. It's not gonna stop. But it is what it is.
Yep.
Well, you got anything else?
I mean, again, like with COVID, like, you know, I mean, you, like, when me and Aiden first met, like, full on, we were both like,
we talked.
And we talked. Like, our, like, friendship, like, continued
How
to go
did
up.
I meet you? It was through, like, Brody, right?
Yeah, it was through Brody. Like, we all ended up, like, just together. Like, we, like, melted, kind of.
Yeah, it was kind of just, like, a...
I'm glad I met you. Just saying. I'm glad I met you.
Like, I don't think it's that... Without, like, Brody introducing us, I don't even think we would be talking, honestly.
I don't know. I feel like we would.
Eventually, I feel like
slowly.
If we had photography together, like we did like that one year.
Yeah.
Then I'd say yeah. But other than that, I feel like we didn't really have many classes together. We still don't. We have one.
I mean, we had like geometry together, but that's like Vietnam for us.
Yeah. I like that class though. I didn't like was that Brady? That was Brady, right?
Yeah.
Brady.
Yeah,
I just saw Brady recently too. I haven't seen him in a minute, and then I was going out the door, and he was walking in. I like held the door for him. I was like, me I personally,
Aiden know that I closed that door right in front of him.
I didn't mind. I did mind him. I'm not gonna lie. He was. I didn't mind him as a person. I minded him as a teacher.
As a teacher, he was like, he was not that like. He was horrible. Like
yeah. I feel like as a person outside of school, he's probably like a good guy and everything. Yeah. But like the schoolwork just sucked.
Yeah, like,
that was 10th grade, right? That was 10th grade.
Yep.
That was the year where everybody was fucking dying.
And then no, for real.
COVID low key saved that sophomore class.
For real.
Look, like,
we would not have made it out
that year at all if COVID didn't happen like mid year.
I mean, another thing too.
I remember doing all the Brady's work online and the tests. Yeah, that was such a weird time. We had that 2 weeks off. We're like, yo, this is sick.
It's hype. And then next thing you know, it's like school
2 years
shut
off.
Down.
It was fucking 2 years off. And that's pretty much how it worked.
I was like, I think I was 13, bro. I'm 17 now.
Bro, and then coming back to school, coming back full time, even coming back part time was weird.
It was
weird. It wasn't bad. But it was weird as hell, because like, we had these fucking big clear shields in front of our faces on every desk. We had to wear masks.
And like the shields didn't do nothing.
I remember the papers that had to be like lifted. Like the teacher had to like put it, like lift it.
Oh,
over
I didn't do that.
To like.
I didn't do
give
that.
You the, they didn't do the shields.
Like the papers on the shields, I didn't do that. I did. I think I did that once. But
they used
that was
to like
it.
Place the paper. Some teachers used to like leave. Like you know how you like hand it on the desk.
Yeah.
Just like place them on like the two edges of the shield, so like, you just pull it off and like put it on your desk. I think that happened in my science class. I went like 1 year.
Yeah. No. But
I forgot who my science teacher was in 10th grade.
Oh my god.
Hanson. I love Hanson, dog.
Bro, like full honesty, like.
I always like my science teachers.
Honestly, like having like a teacher who's like. Who's like who can like relate?
Like nice. I like nice. 100%.
I told like even last year, bro. I told you like if you get him like in any other classes, like he's a goat.
He's such a chill guy. Yeah.
Like he can relate to everyone's problems.
He deals with all of Larry's bullshit so well.
Oh my god. I honestly pray for. Like I know he goes home and just like breaks down. He's got to break down at some point. Like I don't blame him if he does. Like I would do the same.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't mind Larry too much. But there's times where he's really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Especially to Nyes. Like at the beginning of the year, I found him super annoying. When he kept taking the fucking magnet from the door and like putting it hiding it.
I was like, bro, I'm trying to learn right now.
I remember when Nyes snapped one time when Larry took his keys and he wouldn't give it back.
Bro, it's a man's keys.
I mean, nah, it's fair. Yeah, nah, it's fair. It's just like, that's the one time I ever heard him snap. Like today, he probably would have snapped if Larry dipped.
Mm-hmm.
Today, because he's like, really get the fuck out. That was so funny. He's like, really get the fuck out. And then
but
Larry was like,
again,
about to get out.
Like,
but Larry would have left, and then he's like, no, don't. But he's very chill. I like Nyes. If you're on his good side, he's a very, very fun teacher to have.
Yeah, but like that's another thing I like. Like, you get a teacher who could like full on just relate and just be chill, and just have
like him even curses with us.
Yeah,
he doesn't mind. You can literally sleep in that class. You can sit on your phone the whole period.
He doesn't say a word.
And even if you're doing work, like he just gives you a bad grade. That's it.
That's it.
He doesn't like talk to you about it. It's just like it's like
you
he's already like
take it as it
he's
is.
Like prematuring us, kind of. He's like teaching us how to be an adult.
Yeah, like listen.
He's treating us like an adult at least.
Like listen, you're gonna fail in life, but like listen, like you did it. you know what you gotta do.
He's letting us make our own decisions. Like
Like
last class. Well, not last night. Monday, I, like, slept.
Yeah.
I think it was Monday. Monday? Or no, you slept on Monday.
Yeah,
was
I
Monday?
Slept. I was, yeah.
Yeah.
I was out.
And then, like, Friday, I slept in that class. And then every day, I'm on my phone. Like, he gives us these, like, sheets of paper. And
just pass it back, and that's it.
So many people just don't do anything with them. So I just put them in my folder. That's it. Most of the time. There's times where I actually do decide to do work.
Oh,
like, 100%. We do have those journals due. Those I usually do.
Sometimes.
That's like the only thing, cause it's like a task grade pretty much. Those journals. So I try to prioritize some class time to do them.
Yeah.
Except for today, we were supposed to do them today, but we had a sub and
I just didn't feel like doing
it. I didn't do shit.
Sorry,
today. I didn't do anything today, but it's all right. I'll get them done eventually.
Yeah.
I'll get them done before the third quarter ends.
But, like, if I have a teacher who just doesn't, like, want to relate to like our problems and like our life and like our
I like my math teacher too.
We have
Woods. I like my math teacher.
I have like some teacher who just don't care about the BS and just want to continue on. Like I'm like, listen, you're not gonna get any student, you're not gonna get a successful student out of us if you like don't relate to us.
Yeah, that's why I feel like Nice's class is. I actually like being in that class.
Exactly, like.
Like that's the one class where I'm like, damn, we have a sub. Like,
like I'm actually sad and upset. I'm like, this isn't fun.
Unless it's like that one class where it, like actually makes us like write shit. That's like, you know, I don't mind a sub today.
Maybe.
Only times I don't really care if there's a sub is like when we're watching that one movie. The movie with the fucking fish dude.
Oh yeah.
There was like a sub for like one or two classes during that movie. But it's alright.
It's whatever. And like he like full on just tells us how it is like with his life and everything. Like
he's real, like really real. Like
he'll be out one day and then come back the next and be like, yeah, my daughter.
The truth, yeah.
And then usually sometimes like, he'll put in the classroom.
He types in the classroom. Yeah, my fucking kids have fevers.
and like we're like, it's understandable. Like you know, you're a girl, you're an adult man. Like
he treats us like family, kind of. Like you know, he tells us like personal shit that's happening in his life.
Like
you don't have honestly, to tell bro, us like, that, but like, he does.
Listen. Hold on, honestly, like I'd lay down my life for him, bro. Like respectfully, I know he'd do the same. I know he'd do the same.
I don't know.
I feel like he would. Larry, I don't know.
Larry, I'd pass too. Larry, I wouldn't lay my life down for Larry.
Alright, listen.
I don't mind the kid, but like...
There's like some days where like, I understand, you wouldn't be like a jokester or anything like in the class, but like, come on.
There's some days where he's funny, but like...
There's like some days where I actually like gotta like lock in at like some point. There's like some point of the week I just gotta focus.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, I kind of hate it when he just, like, blatantly, like, fucking
like, curses. Just screams. I'm like, come on, bro.
It's like, fuck it. Or, like, it's fuck them kids.
Yeah, that's just, like, daily quotes, bro.
It's, yeah. Like, it's I'm like. So, it's, like, shut up, bro. It's, like, so annoying. Like, just let him speak.
Like, and
he
honestly,
just always
too.
Interrupts. Yeah. It's so annoying, dog.
I'll try to
pay and it would piss me off. You're like, you know, there's a water bottle on his desk. He kept giving it back to you. That shit was annoying, too. Dude, it wasn't even to me. But, like, it was
full honesty, bro. Like,
you looked like you were about to, like, punch that kid.
No, I was. I was, but I, like, you know, like, I held back, and I was like, you know what, like, I'm going to be the one succeeding in life, not him, just doing that.
Yeah.
Like, that's another thing, too. Like, you got to, like, push.
If he hits you first, if he touched you first, I would have...
No, he touches me. You know Jack's right on that.
Yeah, Jack, too. Jack does not like him.
No. Even if he hits me, bro, you know Jack's going to, like, come up, bro.
Yeah. But, I don't know. He's sometimes okay, but there's times where he's just fucking annoying. Yeah.
And I don't like that in the class. Like, I get, like...
He's trying to be like, funny sometimes. Like, I get it. Yeah. Sometimes it is funny, but... Sometimes he's funny, but then there's times where it's, like, it's a little too much.
Or, like if we, like, have, like, an inside joke or something, and we're just laughing, and he, like, turn around. Like, oh, what are you guys laughing about? Like, it's an inside joke for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, inside, it's gotta stay inside. I'm not gonna open the door for that.
I know. So, there's just all these times where he's, like, so out of pocket for no reason.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, bro, like, you don't have to do this.
You need to just settle down, like, you know, like, you could join the conversation, like, the class conversation, or, like you know, when we have those, like, random debates, he's always gotta, like, say something, like,
stupid.
Weird. Yeah. It's something like that all the time. And, I'm just hoping he just stop blurting random shit out. Yeah. I feel like I wouldn't mind him if he just sat there. Like, you know, him with the hood and the beanie and the hoodie all day. I don't care if he just sat there and, like, you know, the days where he's not there, it's, like, so peaceful.
It's so calm.
Or the days where he's just, like, sleeping in class, which is not really, doesn't happen. But, like,
yeah, it doesn't happen.
He did it one time.
That was it.
He just puts his head down like this on the desk.
I'm like, God.
Other than that, yeah, it's like, damn, relief. But, like, on this one, like, or, like, when we're watching a movie, he goes quiet.
Yeah.
So we were watching that one fucking movie. I still don't know what the movie's called. I wasn't watching it, but, like, when we were watching that, it was, like, he was, like, the quietest week we've ever had. Because, like, even, like, Nice was just sitting in the back. Yeah. I just like the having the, sometimes having that like quiet class. Not even like quiet though, but like just quiet to the point where no one's screaming fucking random shit.
Yeah, and like another thing too is like, you know, at some point you gotta focus in the class. Like you gotta know the material because God forbid
he
something
doesn't do
happens.
Shit.
I'm like,
you know,
this,
like you know that. Like you know that thing where I did like that project and you guys all wrote your names on my paper.
Yep. At least like
did it too.
Yeah,
like, I don't care giving it to you guys, but like Larry fucking randomly joined in. Like, yo, like no.
Like
I don't care if I don't care if you and Jack do it or
like
Jermaine.
No,
I like Jermaine. I like Jermaine too, and, and Dom. I don't mind them, but like I don't really care for you. It's like why?
Yeah.
And he kept asking me, kept sitting there. He's like asking me for answers. I'm like, yo, I'm not giving you. What I
yeah,
wrote.
like you see how he is with me. I'm like, bro.
Like, you know, you texted me today. You're like, why is this kid talking to me?
I'm like,
he literally texted me that today. I'm like, I don't even know.
Like,
he never does.
I don't care. Like, if I show, like, no, like, you know me. Like, if I show
you
no
just
care
there,
in a
like,
conversation.
Just, like, just, yeah, you just don't say anything. It's just, you're just sitting there, just listening, just taking the information in. It's going in one ear and out the other, pretty much.
Exactly.
That's what happens when he talks to me all the time. Like, every time we walk the gym, he always talks to me. I'm, like, just trying to walk the gym. I literally have my headphones in too. Like I have my AirPods in, and he just continues to talk to me every time. Like I just want to walk to locker room.
Yeah, for real.
Because we got the same teacher, we're in the same class. He always tries to talk to me in that class. It's so annoying. I just like want to sit there by myself sometimes. Like I'll talk to everybody else, but like I don't really want to talk to you. I kind of feel bad for talking shit about him because if he watches this, he's gonna be like,
he's not gonna
what
watch
the
it.
Fuck? You never know. But, like. He might be like, yo, what the fuck? I mean, I feel like the thing is, like, people that do watch this,
they
will
know.
Fully agree. Like, will fully agree with us. Like, I just met the kid this year, but, like,
dude,
low-key,
I had to go through
not even gonna lie,
I had to go through it with him last year, but I was like.
He's in my English class, he's in my ethics class, and he's in my gym. It's third, fourth, and fifth period.
Dude, I actually.
He doesn't do that in English. English, he's quiet as fuck. English, he doesn't say a word. It's weird.
Bro.
And then ethics, he's fucking, like, it's literally the next period. Ethics, he's, like, fucking, like, screaming and shit.
Yeah, but honestly, though,
I don't understand.
Like, when I was, like, talking to him, like, I didn't really talk to him last year, but, like, you know, I was just, really, like,
he's there.
This and that.
Like,
yeah, I just say this and
exchange,
that.
Exchange words, like, you know, like, once in a while.
Yeah.
But, like, I gotta get that. But, I don't know, man. It's just.
Yeah, look at your phone. But that was also,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
a
no,
time.
So.
That was also,
oh,
like,
yeah,
a time.
Yeah, no. I remember that, yeah. You guys were talking about that in class.
Yeah. But, like, again, like, just because I, like, did that just doesn't mean, like, we gotta, like, talk.
That's fucking out of pocket.
No, it's not.
Didn't you have him give, like, stuff to her? That
yeah.
I heard about, at least?
Yeah.
That's a little out of pocket. I don't mind it because it's him. But like, if that was, like, anyone else, that's a little out of pocket. But
yeah.
To him, I don't really care as much.
No,
and
but
it's,
you, like,
it's not like I'm friends with him, so I don't really care for – I don't care on his behalf.
You
I'd
care
on
my
care
behalf.
On I'd rather care on your behalf, so it's, like
– Yeah, no, but,
I don't
like,
really care how you – wouldn't really care how you felt in the situation.
Yeah, but, like, again, like, I'm not going to, like – like, I don't have to, like, you know, talk to him.
Yeah.
I don't got to be –
It's like, not like you were friends with him either, so it's, like,
no.
It's different. Like, if you were friends with him, like, say if that's a – say if it was, like – someone else, like, one of, like, someone else's sister, like, in, like, they're, like, you're close to, I'd say.
Yeah.
Then it's a little fucked up. But it's him, it's different.
Yeah. Like, I don't,
so
like,
I don't really
talk to him. I don't have to, like, force myself
yeah.
in a conversation.
You never
him.
Did. Even if you were still with her today, you didn't
yeah,
have
thank
to
God
ever talk
I'm
to
not.
Him. You'd have to deal with that, like, family, go to dinner with them and shit.
Oh.
Like, at their house and...
I'm staying home. I'm locking my doors. Barricading my walls.
Yeah. Man, no, I really hope this pod saves, dude. It's going to take a long ass time to download. I'm going to have to like
real.
Charge my Chromebook and make sure cuz my Chromebook's about to die too. So, actually, let me see how much time I have left on this damn Chromebook. I have 19 minutes left on the Chromebook, 5%.
All right.
So we do have to end soon. I have 19 minutes left. I'm gonna try to. Like, we can push it for like a little bit more. I mean, we actually only have like 22 minutes left on the recording.
All right. So we can push it a little bit quick.
We push it a little bit more. I have 19 minutes. I'll stay on the call with you because I gotta figure out how to.
Yeah.
Upload it. So I'll just plug my thing in. because it's over Pause. There. I gotta go over there. I said plug it in, not put it in.
You said plug the thing in.
You know what? That's all right.
He knew.
All right. Anyway. Do we have anything else? Oh, you know what? No, actually, I got a question. I do have a question.
Yep.
What was your Spotify Wrapped looking like? We did that last year. We talked about it last year.
Fun fact. I did not use Spotify. I used Apple.
Apple Music. What was your Apple Music Wrapped looking like?
Man. Because
I had one.
Ready?
Yeah.
Top three artists?
I want to look at mine, too, actually. I want to look at my, I don't even know if I can watch the thing anymore, actually. I don't think they let you watch it anymore.
Boo. Right? I think they should.
Yeah, they don't do it anymore. It was just for, like, that month. No, they don't do it. They still have, like, the playlist, but they don't have, the actual... Oh, yes, they do. Yeah, I got it. I think it was, like, Juice, Leroy. I had KSI up there. I'll just skip to it. Mute this. I don't want to get copyrighted. Because we have sponsorships. I know Juice. Yeah, Juice was my number one. Juice was my number one. 5,400 minutes. I meant 5,400 minutes. Listen, Juice WRLD. I think it's because he has so much, and just like he just gets listened to. I guess. Let me see. Does it tell? I don't know where it tells you, like, the top five. Oh, right here. Leroy. No, Juice WRLD, Leroy, KSI, 24K Golden, and Elvis Presley. I don't know why Elvis is there. I don't know why. Look,
you
want to
hear my top 10 or top 3?
Top 3. Do 3.
All right. So I got Drake, Future, and Lil Baby.
That's fair.
I got Drake with 9,570 minutes, bro.
My highest was Juice with 5,400.
That's bad if I'm listening to Drake, though, for, like, 9,000 minutes.
He has a lot to listen to.
Yeah.
It's not like you're just listening to, like, one album. Like, I don't know how KSI was on my top three, though. That's one thing that's confusing.
Nah, you went on grind.
I do love the guy.
You went on a grind for a little bit.
I do like his music a lot. Sometimes. Some of his songs are really good. Oh, shit. Now I only have 6 minutes left. All right. Oh, it just dropped to 2%. All right. I think we got to end it here. I got to charge the computer. Thank you guys for listening. Hopefully this episode goes out. If it doesn't, then
On the Lighthouse birthday.
If it goes out earlier, then I figured it out. Hopefully. If anyone's seen this in general, then I figured it out. All right. We'll see you, boys. Peace.